This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Man on the ice though. Malkin's pass to him was stopped by Tuck. And then Crosby stays with it, wins the puck back. Hands off for Brian Rust. Now Crosby dropped off. Malkin's shot. Got it again right there, and they score!
I wanted to, you know, going into it the last few games here, I wanted to find a way, and sometimes it doesn't work out the way. Obviously, we don't play together on a line that often, so, you know, whether it was power play or that sort of thing, but, you know, I was hoping that I'd have an opportunity to try to find him, and it worked out. You know, he set up me so nice there for my 500th. I was hoping I could return the favor, and his was a little more work than mine. Just, you know, a beautiful goal, and you know, a huge goal for us too in the game. Unfortunately, we didn't keep the lead, but that was a big one for us.
Yeah, you won the game, Sid, and you hit a couple of milestones. That was the 1600th point for Sidney Crosby. Evgeny Malkin with 500 goals set up by Sid, and I thought that was perfect. Each guy helped the other guy do their thing, and they didn't have to split the puck in half. And it's so cool to be able to see this when they're 37 and 38th respectively. And they won the game, and I'm happy they did because it would have soured what was otherwise a magical night at PPG Paints Arena. And I wonder how Penguins fans come down on this at 412-928-9370. What's this year about? Like, you want to see them make the playoffs, but I can't think of many better ways to be entertained on a chilly Wednesday, October evening than getting to watch these guys still seemingly, bizarrely, amazingly at the height of their powers, getting closer to 40. They are closer to 40, much closer to 40 than they are to 30. So is it about just watching these guys every night? Do you need to see them win a playoff series? For me, I'm just going to enjoy the ride. And Doran, I'm happy that they're still going to be Penguins and probably going to finish their careers here in Pittsburgh.
I think that, honestly, I'm taking on the mentality I think that they have. I think that they're going to enjoy the ride right now. And I think it's a little bit of everything. I think it's like, all right, give us some hope. And in the process of doing that, we get to watch three guys that brought us so much joy and brought us championships. And now they are getting older. We know that the ending's near, but the way that they've been playing, you know, at least Malkin and Crosby, the way they've been playing, you're like, man, like, keep it up, please. And that's how they're playing. They're playing like, I'm gonna enjoy the ride. And it's almost not, it is serious, but it's almost like, hey, we know that the time is coming to an end. Let's just give it our all every single night. Like, not that they didn't before, but they just seem like that they're playing at the pond. At least last night they did.
Yes.
After, and we'll get into that, but after a certain situation had to be dealt with, they look like they are playing at the pond. And I think that that's probably their approach every single night, that they get a chance to suit up and to put on that sweater and go out there on the ice and play with each other. Like, hey, we're just in the backyard like we were kids, thinking and hoping that we could play in the NHL one day and play professional hockey one day. That's how 71 is playing, at least.
Oh my God.
Right now. And it's awesome to see, you know, at least last night it was awesome.
He's galloping around out there. We haven't seen the turnovers from Malkin.
I mean, he's cheering and he's getting the crowd all revved up. Like he's emotional.
Crosby and Malkin on the bench when one of the goals was scored, they have this embrace.
Yeah.
And they're still having fun out there. And I don't know if this means as much to Penguins fans as it does to me. I assume that it does. But these guys genuinely love each other.
Yes.
They're the platonic ideal of the perfect teammates, great role models. It is such a unique thing, and I hope we all appreciate it. I know I do. These guys come into the league 2 decades ago-ish, and they were supposed to be the next ones. Certainly Crosby, and he's lived up to that. Malkin comes in, and when he got here, it gave them that jolt, and then they start winning.
Mm-hmm.
And they've done nothing but win ever since. And I know the last 2 years they didn't make the playoffs, but that was the first time 2 years ago that they've been on the team together and hadn't made the playoffs. They've achieved everything they were supposed to achieve. They've won 3 championships. They've each won the Conn Smythe playoff MVP, scoring leaders, MVPs. And I know that it hasn't gone the way we've wanted it to since 2018, but Crosby goes to Children's Hospital. He never puts a skate over the line. He's the one athlete that if I would say, hey, you can look up to him and you can't expect it not to be let down, he's that guy.
Yes.
Evgeny Malkin, a good guy. Chris Letang, a good guy. And they all care for each other and they want to play together. And there's something unique about that that you don't really see very often in professional sports. It's not just, oh, we want to wear the same sweater for our entire careers. No, we want to do it together. And that might not have been the best decision to build towards the next time the Penguins hoist the Stanley Cup. But you know what? It sure is fun. And especially last night, I'm happy it's worked out the way that it has.
I saw Chris Letang. I talked to him for a minute at the Dallas Cowboys Steeler game. And
Wait, real quick.
Yes.
Name drop.
No name drop. I was like, what's going on? Name drop.
Big name drop.
I saw Chris Letang and David Morehouse, and I was talking to Letang a little bit. I was like, oh, you couldn't get enough after the first game, because remember they got announced and they came out and they were waving the terrible towels, and he was like, that was one of the most unbelievable experiences, you know, that I've really had. And I just saw that like look in his eye, and this is like a couple weeks ago, that it seemed like a guy that was like, you know what, I'm going to take it all in at this point, because I don't know if I'll ever get these feelings back. And these are things that I never got to experience because I was so like directly focused on hockey that now it's kind of like you sit down, you kind of kick your feet up, and it's like, I'm just going to go play. I'm going to enjoy other things. I'm going to experience this city because I love it here. And that has almost translated on the ice. And I think that that's kind of their identity this year, at least the big three of Malkin and Letang and Crosby is, listen, you know, they've brought a lot of joy to the city, and I know that the city has brought a lot of joy to them, and it is coming to the end.
Yes.
And it's like, let's just go play hockey. Let's go do something that we were born with a stick in our hand to do ever since we were little. And you could just tell that he was just like taking it all in, and it wasn't just about the football game. It was just about the city. And it just seems to me like even Malkin last night, and I'm reiterating this, but it seems like to me like they're just going playing free and, you know, having that nothing to lose mentality. But at the same time, it's like if we can hit at the right time, we can always have a chance.
I do think they've got a chance to make the playoffs here. And look, I said cynically as we got into our Penguins talk leading into the season that even if they get in, it's a young man's game and they're probably not going to do anything. I don't know. I wouldn't underestimate what these guys could do thinking that it might be their last dance. Like, if they get in, knowing how hard it is to get there, knowing how hard it is to achieve the ultimate prize, making the most of that, I'm not saying they're going to win a championship, but don't rule them out for something special. And I hope that we could see that, but I'm going to take this one day at a time. Cynically, last week, Penguins lose 6-0 to the Rangers, and we were kind of down. Callers were down. Texters were down. Where are we in Pittsburgh sports right now? Well, sometimes you just got to take a minute. What's the line from Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Your favorite one.
Yeah. Stop and look around once in a while. You might miss it.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to blink and these guys aren't going to be Penguins anymore. And so I don't know where this season leads. But don't you just want to appreciate them every single night? Can it just be mostly about soaking it in? Because 3 years from now, 4 years from now, there are going to be some kids out there.
Yep.
And we're going to embrace them too. But this era of Penguins hockey will be closed.
It'll be gone.
It'll be done.
We'll be.
And you can't get it back. And all we'll have is reminiscing.
Yeah, the memories.
And we can reminisce now, but you can also enjoy what's right in front of you. My wife was surprised last night when I said Sidney Crosby has been playing since 2005, 2006.
Yep.
She goes, I still think of him as a kid. I said, babe, you and I watched game four of the 2009 Stanley Cup final at prom.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have two kids. We have life insurance. We have a will. Like, that's how long this dude's been playing. And he's still doing it. So, I don't know. Stop, look around once in a while. You might miss it. That's all I'm saying. Last night was special. I got chills.
Just by the way that it happened, it just made so much sense. I'm happy that they won.
That would have been, because I thought Crosby setting up Geno for 500, this franchise has had so many great moments, playoff and regular season. That's a really great regular season moment. It's mm-hmm. a wonderful moment.
Mm-hmm.
And if they had lost, we probably would have come in today going, oh, man, it's awesome. Like, appreciate these guys, but...
Kind of like when Jágr got his jersey. That same feeling.
Yes.
That same feeling.
Yes. Yes.
You'd like, well, you go into that game and you watch that whole ceremony and you're just so... You feel like you're a part of the team. You feel like you're a part of everything. And then for them to lose, like, you almost had it in your mind, like, there's no way they lose, right?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Then they do.
It felt like they had everything going for them that night, and then they totally blew it. Texter, it's a Penguins love fest now, but when things go bad, you'll say, why did they keep these guys together? Nah, man, just enjoy it. It is what it is. Like, there's no point, if you're one of the people who says they should have rebuilt and traded these guys, well, there's no point bitching now. They are what they are. They've got what they've got. Bottom six all of a sudden looks kind of good. Carlson out to lunch for most of the game, but... hell of a pass on the game-winning goal, which is the other thing. Honestly, I'm happy they blew it. I'm happy they blew it because then Crosby gets to score his first goal of the season, and he hit his milestone. The whole thing was so fitting. And a 6-5 game is so Penguins.
Yes.
We've been watching 6-5 games since 1984 at Mario Lemieux, and the football team in this town is all about grit, hard-nosed defense, running the ball, and this is a blue-collar town. But when it comes to the Penguins, they've been the Globetrotters for 40-plus years. So for it to be 6-5 and Crosby scoring an OT, I thought it was perfect.
Well, if you want to look at some like season and game positives and, you know, just kind of future positives and even past negatives, what was their record in overtime last year?
Bad. They lost 11 games.
Right. Like, this is, you know, this is a good way to start with your first overtime win and your first overtime, and you get a win. Because that's not, that's something that came to bite them in the end of the, you know, end of the season last year, is some of those losses they had, they didn't get the points that they needed.
Absolutely. A really good point by you. And you look at what they were able to do on the power play last night, they scored twice. And they won in overtime.
Uh-huh.
On the power play.
On the power play, yeah.
Like, this is a game they might lose last year.
Yep.
You know what we're not seeing on the power play anymore either? Not to go like X's and O's or anything like that. We're not seeing that hokey 50-foot drop pass anymore. They've cut that out. Thank you, David Quinn. Thank you. I thought they played well last night. I think the final score wasn't necessarily even indicative of how well they played. A couple of bad goals allowed early. Got an issue there. But how big of an issue? Maybe not a huge one, because Blomqvist comes in and is really good. We'll get to that coming up next. Real quick, one more thing on Crosby. He got 3 years, right, on the contract. Jaromír Jagr, second all-time in points with 1,921. Crosby sitting at 1,602. He's 319 points away from Jagr. Okay. I'm sure he wants to win another championship. Duh. And I'm sure he thinks, realistically or not, that they can win a championship here. He believes in his guys. He believes in himself. That's what he's shooting for. I think he sticks around until he breaks Jagr's mark.
I can see that. Yep.
No one's ever going to catch Gretzky. Forget about it. But Alex Ovechkin's going to be the all-time leading goal scorer in NHL history when it's all said and done. I think it would mean a lot to Sid to be the number two scorer of all time and to pass a Penguins legend in Jaromír Jagr. And I think he absolutely can do it.
For sure.
He's 37 now. I know the deal he just signed. I could see him playing till he's 42, 43. And if he does that, I would be stunned, actually, if he doesn't catch Jagr. Only 319 points away.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com